Two fellows in the Presidential Innovation Fellows Program are leveraging technology and crowdsourcing to make disaster response faster and more efficient in order to help save lives. Federal News Radio's web editor, Shefali Kapadia, has taken an in-depth look at the Fellows Program, and she joins us now to tell us more about it. Shefali, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so on day two, you're focusing on technology and crowdsourcing, two of my favorite things. Tell us about the two fellows you have tracked.
Well, the project that I focused on for today's special report is the Disaster Response and Recovery Project, which is part of the Round 2 Presidential Innovation Fellows Program. And the two fellows who are working on that project are Derek Frempong, he's at the Department of Energy, and Jacqueline Kozel, and she's at the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA.
So why did the agencies, tell us a little bit about their decision-making, why did they decide to have Presidential Innovation Fellows work on this?
The agencies wanted to have a way that would help them save time in this whole process of disaster response and recovery. Because when a disaster hits, you have to move to action right away. It's so critical to get back to that sense of normalcy as soon as possible. And so any way that they can save time is going to be absolutely a huge help.
And we saw that in the hurricane or Superstorm Sandy. FEMA went to social media a lot. A lot of people who were caught in the disaster were tweeting about local relief shelters and the like. What did the two fellows in particular bring to the table?
The two fellows working on the disaster response and recovery are both working on mobile applications, and both of these applications leverage crowdsourcing and social media a great deal in helping to provide information to people. So when you have, for example, with Superstorm Sandy, you see that the people who are actually affected by the storm and are right there on the ground, they know best what's going on rather than the federal government in D.C. And so they are able to take pictures and send them into social media or tweet, this is what's happening, or tell their family. And so when you draw all that information into these applications, you can really get a better sense of what's going on.
It looks like they can tell, like in the case of Derek's app, the electrical grid situation, so that people can tell from a distance where the grid is up and where it's down, so people don't go to a place where there is no electricity, for example, trying to get to a gas station, which can't operate without electricity.
Right. Derek's app is called Lantern. That's within the Department of Energy. And what it does is pull the information about the gas stations and tell people, it gives them either a red, yellow, or green light operating status. So obviously, if it's red, the gas station probably isn't working. It doesn't have power. It doesn't have fuel. But if it's green, there's a good chance that people can go there to get gas.
And tell us, what do we know about Kevin Frempong himself? Where did he come from, and how does he get to be a Presidential Innovation Fellow?
Well, his background is in education, and he's also in the software development field. And so since he has that background in helping people and really working on technology, that brought him into this project, and he was able to transfer a lot of skills from his previous jobs into the current Innovation Fellows Project.
So yesterday you spoke with the White House. They gave you an overview of the Innovation Fellows Program, and we can find that on the website. The story continues tomorrow. What do you have for us?
Tomorrow we are looking at round three of the Fellows Program. So currently we are ongoing with round two, but that ends in June. And so the applications now are open for round three of the Fellows Program until Monday, April 7th. And so anybody who wants to apply to that can go onto the website and fill out an application. So we'll be looking ahead to the projects that are happening in round three. There's three key themes and just what's going to be the process for selecting the fellows for the next round.